Now, it looks like the Nintendo Switch is going to be just as popular as the Wii so far. But the Switch has reportedly sold about 1.5 million units through its first week, slightly edging out sales of the Wii, Nintendo's last tech console. Now, Nintendo is reportedly doubling its production levels to meet consumer demand. Mike Murphy from Quartz wrote a story on this today. Mike, is it safe to say that the Switch won't be a dud like the Wii U at this point?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, if these rates keep up and Nintendo only makes just the number of cartridges it looks or consoles it looks like they're going to, it would outsell the Wii U in a year, which is kind of insane. But, you know, I mean, initial kind of pops are one thing versus, you know, being able to drive sales over years. And, you know, one of the big problems right now is that unless you're a really big Zelda fan, there's really not a lot to play. I haven't really touched my Switch, and I'm looking at it right now. It's just sitting there very forlorn. I haven't really touched it in like a week because I suck at Zelda.
Oh, I was gonna say because you already solved Zelda, and
oh,
you're
so
like,
mad,
do I go for a victory run? Nah, save that for another time. Well, I mean, how important has the Switch's success been to Zelda? It's almost like I feel like the success story of the Switch is equal parts Switch and equal parts, wow, Zelda's a great game. Even though Zelda is on a different console, it's not exclusive to the Switch, but it's a big driver for it, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. There's nobody's going out buying a Wii U just for this, so there'd be no reason, because you could just buy the Switch for about the same money. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This is the Zelda game. I'm really bad at it, but it's clear how beautiful a game it is, how awesome it is. It's definitely as good as the last one I remember being good at, which was the Ocarina of Time 20 years ago. But yeah, I mean, unless you really want that, I mean, it's that makes it essentially the console costs $300 and the game costs $50. So unless you really want to spend $350 on a very good game, which is a really hard justification, you know, I think it's tough to see sales right now continuing at the level they have. That being said, you know, Mario Kart comes out in 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll be huge. I will play the heck out of that. And then, you know, over the course of the year, there's going to be all kinds of new games.
So what sort of games do you think Nintendo has to deliver to justify doubling its production levels at this point? Obviously, Mario Kart's going to come, but they need to keep those sorts of things coming. From my perspective, I love Zelda. I've put in like 50 hours, but there's a ton of indie games that are showing up that aren't necessarily household names the way that Mario Kart is, and then Mario Odyssey, which is probably not going to come until maybe around like Thanksgiving.
I think, yeah, the indie games could definitely be a big thing. I mean, there was a couple of games, Shovel Knight games, that were pretty big. I haven't played them yet, but I know that they're really popular with a certain sect of gamers. But, you know, you were just showing 1-2 Switch, which is one of the other launch titles, which, in my opinion, is one of the biggest stumbling blocks of this whole launch. That, you know, if you remember the Wii U, what was so amazing about it was the fact that you had this new way of controlling games. You could play with your hands and kind of feel like you were actually playing games. And that was highlighted in the launch game of Wii Sports, which came bundled with most of the consoles that were sold originally. And it was awesome. Everybody loved it. Everyone loved bowling, like a little, you know, a little tiny version of yourself bowling and or playing baseball or tennis or whatever. But the game that Nintendo chose to show off the Switch's similar capabilities, you know, you can pretend to be firing a gun, you can pretend to be milking a cow and stuff. What's so strange to me about this is not only is it not free, it costs $50, which is a lot of money for this sort of game. There's not actually a game. I mean, if you look at the screen of what's going on right now, they're not actually interacting with the console. They're just looking at each other and feeling some sort of weird vibration in their hand. It's like, how is this worth $50? I'm just looking at odd videos and whoever, you know, like my roommate or whoever I'm playing the game against. And it doesn't feel anywhere near as fun or as like, it's like kooky and it's like maybe for once. But I there was no review copies of that game. And for me, you know, I actually went out and bought it. I'm like, this is the worst $50 I've spent in a really long time. And I buy a lot of dumb stuff. I'm wearing AirPods. and, you know, for me, that is a huge problem. And what I'm driving at here is like, these are the sorts of games that Nintendo needs. They need fun, interactive games that are different than, you know, the reason you pick up an Xbox or a PlayStation or PC games. Like, you pick up a Nintendo because, you know, they have their own IP, which is great, and there's a lot of nostalgia attached to it. But you pick them up because they're a lot of fun and they're engaging. Right. And to me, the Switch really, or 1-2 Switch really isn't that. And Zelda's great, but we need more games. You know, Mario Kart has a little bit. You can play driving style, but we need, like, more interactive, different games that are actually going to be, like, original IP or indie IP. It's, like, actually going to be worth buying and playing this system in the future.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was curious about, is that if expectations are being set so high based on the initial launch and the mm-hmm. excitement that's mm-hmm. around it right now, does that make it even more challenging for Nintendo to kind of prove itself in the long run? And it sounds like what you're saying is the quality of its in-house games is going to drive it, the way Nintendo in-house games have always driven their consoles. Like, their success, whether they want to, you know, admit it or not, is largely dependent on the quality of their in-house made titles.
Yeah, they've never quite brought in third-party developers the way that they should. And part of it is their consoles are generally a lot less powerful than what's coming right. from Microsoft and Sony. So when you have big audiences over there, if you're going to make that new Call of Duty shooter, you're going to make that Madden game, you're going to start with that higher quality and, frankly, bigger audience. And then you think about Nintendo after the point. So I think, you know, if they can do something, you know, throw in 1-2 Switch as a free game, and then bring back something like Wii Sports. Bring back something that does bring people together, that taps in. And hey, you still got a little bit of nostalgia from, you know, that console existing because mm-hmm. we all had it and loved it. So bring those sorts of things back. And, you know, but will that be enough to make up for that gulf in those third parties is always the question. Because, you know, well, I'm going to buy all of these Nintendo systems, even though I felt like I got burned buying the Wii U because, frankly, there weren't enough games to play. You know, guys like me, you know, men and women like me, that audience is going to dwindle if you don't have those quality games. There's only mm-hmm. so many passes you're going to give Nintendo. So it's kind of encouraging to see that the hardware is so great, that Zelda's so great. But now it's like, can they live up to that hype? And I don't know, Mike, do you have any insight as to this, whether or not this hype could be a double-edged sword for them if there's delays in games like, say, Mario Kart or Mario Odyssey? Because Nintendo has had a problem with delaying games in the past as well.
Yeah, I think that could definitely hurt them. That being said, I think one thing to consider with the Switch that might actually save them is, you know, there are other games that might be coming. I think Minecraft is a great example of that. Like, that is something that could be so perfect for younger kids who maybe had it on an iPad and it's kind of fun, but, you know, being able to play it on the big screen and then play it in the back of the car while they're on the way to, like, school or something like that, and always being able to play in their spare time could be huge if they can, you know, kind of deliver on the way you actually play the game. You know, that could make up for any potential delays or kind of shortcomings of things like Mario Odyssey or any other coming games. You know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people, like, you know, in their 20s and 30s who remember, and older, who remember Nintendo consoles and are buying them because of what they were. But there's so many kids that are, you know, they never had a SNES or an N64. This is their first experience with Nintendo. So a lot of this stuff will seem exciting and new and different just because, you know, the Wii U was terrible and a 10-year-old wasn't alive in 2006 when the Wii came out. So, you know, there's definitely an audience of kids, especially at Christmas time, who are going to be like, this thing is so crazy and different. Please buy me it.
And there'll be a decent library at that point with which to push people in that direction. Before we let you go, I thought you mentioned Ocarina of Time. I put a link in the doc. I don't know if you saw it, Anthony, right underneath the Quartz article while we've been doing this interview. Kevin, who edits the show, gave us a link to a video of a friend of his friend. So he doesn't know this person, but apparently someone worked their Amazon Echo into a device that will actually take musical cues from the Ocarina of Time in order to do things in the home. Like, turn on the lights, unlock the doors, all based on what he plays with, a mystical pan flute. Maybe it's, oh, wow. It's a Raspberry Pi, so it's not an Echo. So there you go. This is what we could all aspire to.
That is a level of just passion and nerdiness that I can only dream of reaching someday. That is the most hardcore Zelda. I thought I was a hardcore Zelda fan. That is the most hardcore Zelda fan thing I've seen in quite a while.
I guess the challenge there is you got to bring your flute with you everywhere you go around the home. Here you go. Here you go. Sun Song. Yes, lights are on. Anyways, it's a good video. Definitely check it out. It's on the YouTube channel, Sufficiently Advanced.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Mike. Tell people where they can find you online.
I'm always on Twitter, which is MCWM, and otherwise QZ.com. That's where all my stories live.
Right on. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you feel better. I know you're sick today, so thanks for taking time, even though you're not feeling well.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night and go to sleep.